USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of the Ukrainian parliament met with members of Congress as Ukrainians continue to defend themselves against an invasion from Russia. Anastasia Radina is one of those parliament members. She tells Fox News the tide of the war is changing, and so is Ukraine's strategy.
The main goal was to urge the U.S. together with partners to actually provide more lethal weapons to Ukraine. We believe that our only option to establish peace in Ukraine is to win. And in order to win, we need to be getting some military assistance we were not getting before.
The United States has already provided billions of dollars worth of weapons and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. COVID-19 hospitalization numbers have plunged to their lowest levels since the early days of the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
866-549-TERM. 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 That's 866-549-8376.
The NTSB is bumping up the miles per gallon standard on new vehicles. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, Chris Russell explains.
New vehicles sold in the United States will have to travel an average of at least 40 miles per gallon in 2026. That's up from about 24 miles per gallon under new federal rules unveiled Friday. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said its fuel economy requirements will increase gas mileage by 8% per year for model years 2024 and 2025, and 10% in the 2026 model year.
Travelers boarding planes for Alaska Airlines are urged to check to see if their flights may be canceled. Pilots for the airline are picketing airports in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles over contract negotiations. As a result, several flights have been canceled due to lack of available pilots. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The White House is reveling in a 3.6 unemployment rate revealed in a March jobs report. Jared Bernstein from the Council of Economic Advisers says it's an improvement over pre-pandemic rates of 3.5%.
We've got an historically unprecedented run with data back to 1939 of 11 months in a row with job gains north of 400,000, yielding an also unprecedented 7.9 million jobs since President Biden took office.
The CDC is issuing a new warning.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is warning of an accelerated mental health crisis among adolescents, with more than 4 in 10 teens reporting they feel persistently sad or hopeless, and 1 in 5 saying they have contemplated suicide. Deborah Oury, a deputy director at the CDC, says the COVID-19 pandemic has created traumatic stressors that have the potential to further erode students' mental well-being. There was no mention of the 4 school lockdowns that was imposed by the CDC. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
College basketball fans are counting down to the Final Four, with all major tournaments wrapping up soon. The NCAA Men's Final Four takes place Saturday, with Villanova facing off with Kansas and arch rivals Duke and North Carolina going to battle. The winners of those two matchups will square off in the national championship game Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.